This is called Dubik. Where life fails, relieves life's pressures, the constant running from loving are not. Others who stand still in the vacuum, unseen, unknown, but looking not at but through. I fall down in the morning, nothing left but self-pity, awaiting to sleep, to eat, hope no longer full, but dreary days of my own neglect. Wallow, wallow, not even a tubic. This is all about a squat in the abandon called Water's Edge, and I used to love going out visiting there. They know that water, and they kind of created a sustainable environment, and so it's home in honour of that, I suppose. So, comparing deep to Camelot, where Bannon River eases to the loving sea, the bend of the river cradles Water's Edge as a baby. With hope, the castle of Bungalow begs for 3 and 5 yurts, creating a squatting community. A haven from the modern raven of muddied pits, where the worm grew into a roaring eagle, once a wilderness, barren, loveless house, empty, broken, and sad, liberated from depression by strong souls, permaculturing the future, sustainability, creativity, social ability. This is called What's Wrong with the Brain You've Got. What's wrong with the brain you've got? Well, tie it up in a knot. What's wrong with the brain you've got? Not a lot. this is a poem called Your Voice, and it's about, I mean, everybody knows someone whose voice strikes the same, and I know for a fact that my drug voice has driven many people insane, so this is a kind of a poem about that. Your voice. Your voice drives me insane, attacks my membrane, your passionate aggression, murmuring obsession, leaves me without decision. Your voice, I want to put my fist to your voice, but your teeth are in the way, your jaw is in the way, so I have to listen to your voice. I wish I was dead when I hear your voice. this is called Action. I fell in fear last night, falling blocks of marble, clashing on tiled floors, cruel thoughts and despair fight, familiar faces, cold and stern, staring as my body burns, bad plans, terrible thoughts, anger, disgust, revulsion, battered me through sleepless night, I fell in fear last night. I fell in love last night, dream pushed, duvet driven, warm thoughts and pleasant days, as love's arms held me dear, forgetting I had ever fear, breath and body closely knit, murmurs and sighs as body seeks love's bliss, colours and shapes of beauty, sounds of joy and pleasure, I fell in love last night. I fell in dreams last night, honour found, radiant colours, stories abound, I am a hero, lover, private eye, my dreams lend me a reality of soaring, roaring tales of friends and kin. Red, red roses, bluebells dancing, green, green, and sky full of blue. I fell in dreams last night. this is called Waiting for Two Buses, which, you know, can happen, because you can't go anywhere until the second bus comes. So, I'm waiting for two buses. There's no one else in line, other than the waiting, I'm feeling rather fine, I'm waiting for two buses, a different space and time, my joy will not be full when one bus comes, because I'm waiting for two. It's a nice day, some say, waiting for two buses, it's easier than waiting for one. this is probably, this is the poem called, Did I Fuck? Did I fuck up last night? I don't want to know. Did I well? I'm not in jail. Did I fuck up again? Did I? Oh fuck, did I fuck up? Did I fuck up? You can't remember, you fucked up. this is a poem called The Evolution, and it's about when you overcome a tea. The spot you know, the spot where you go, when you unwind like a slowing clock, you feel the world pass you. The river next to where you're sitting, the trees decorate the edge, and the sun warm on your back at a dead hellhole, a spot you know best. The spots you know where you can go, chairs outside, out of go, cup of tea, 170, watching the people in the waters pass you by, where smokers gather in Cork City, the south mile full of promise, as well pray humbly down the street, and the sun on your back, keeping you warm, safe from harm, the Imperial Hotel, a spot in the city to feel free, with your cup of tea. A spot at broad where people see a new sense of being free, where you stand like large flowers and recycling is the way, where sustainability and creativity create a new sense of liberty, a water's edge where tall trees grow, where experts squat and say how not to make Armageddon happen. Where community grows in three, cooperate to make living easy, hard work and graft, that's how to create that. This is a poem about being a small island, you know, and a pretty an island thing, so it's a bit annoyed. A motley crew of Irish zombie men who, after fighting and being brave, went on to be the most unthinking idiots in the country. Their big nose, hunched shoulders, pointy teeth, pug ears, and lascivious lips look all around and around and around at the tiniest chance to make another million. Another million for me, even though I'm a billionaire, I want another million for me, said a Fianna Fáil bumblebee. I'm willing to go through the hill of Tara for a few more bob in my back space, my back place, in my back patch, in my backpack. Surely they can stop now, seeing as every member of Fianna Fáil is a millionaire, carries it all and drags it around, and we frighten to throw them out. Hold out the boys give them the bobs, and the bobs make them happy, not being happy with the millions, they want more. And they don't care whether you get off the floor. But we are going to win, at least we get more pleasure from our national treasure, our country, and to our friends, the sights, the lights, the crack, the people who like to laugh and joke, have a joint or take a yoke, and aren't always thinking about the few bob in the pot, that's been a fall all year and straddle it as they sit hunkered down, poised with their asses high up, as shell taken from behind, they squeeze with pleasure. We will get a lot of that, yes, thanks for giving it away, and as for senior gayers, Jesus wept. I'm one person away from bliss, two faces away from pain. I'm walking with my brainwaves starting to go insane. I held the joy of another so loving, but only for a while. I've lost that passion to a meander through my sorrows and turmoil. I'm one person away from happiness. I've lost her true to my woe. My grief will not abate sadness. My foolishness is now on show. This is a poem called Stop Your Doing. Stop your doing, do, stop your doing, do, stop your doing and don't, stop your doing, even for a minute or two, stop your doing, do, and look at what you're doing, is it really you? Stop your doing, do, stop your doing, do, take time for not doing, take time to see blue, our red can come true. Love yourself a little, love yourself a lot, so when you do your doing, it's where you get the lot. This is my last poem, it's called Andy Gull. Love the standard call, ringing out in Newton Hall, the man with two stacks and the girl with three heads are happy and many until they are dead. One-legged hopper hides his stutter, by bouncing around I am happy, he utters. Blue-skinned boy meets girl green, together never seen, all hidden from the perfect world's glare, as the pretty have one eye, camp on the fair. Those on offer, who choose not to proffer, that listless and dying, as their hearts are crying, as the bland be the blind to the barren, the mutants are party to the light and deformity, wibbly wobbly wonder, Andy Gaw, surely this world's full of all.